Wow. So, welcome to the First Person Podcast Simulator for the week of September, 15th, probably, because that's when it'll go up. I'm Mike, and joining me is...
Zach, my man Mike on the intro. We can't afford a soundboard, because like five people listen to this.
You know what? We don't need it. That was good.
No,
was good
I'll just... Yeah, I can be like that guy from Police Academy who makes all of the sound effects.
Sure.
I could just, yeah. All right, cool. Covered. That's done. That is one asset that we no longer need. We're good.
Yes.
That was a close one. Check that off. Okay, so to start off, I'm sure if you're listening to this, you know that there has been a bit of a hiatus, unless you've been like sleeping for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah. Essentially, a lot of like major life stuff happened. I don't know how many people actually follow the Twitter on here, but I tweeted that something like pretty much bad had happened. Something that affected us both very dearly. Our friend Caitlin, who had been battling ovarian cancer, like on and off for the last probably like 2 or 3 years, I would say.
Yeah,
is it fair? Unfortunately, she passed away. It was a really really hard time for us because it's even weird to talk about. We knew that she was kind of not doing so well, but it didn't make it sting any less. And then while that was happening as well, my grandfather also passed away. I actually found out on the way back from her wake. So that it was the most ridiculous double whammy of a week. And it was super surreal because it was like directly after the week where I had like an amazing weekend, which was my 21st birthday weekend. So
yeah,
it was like 21st birthday weekend that was awesome. Two like deaths of people that were dear to me for like a terrible week. And then I immediately started school. I had to start school late. Because of when my grandfather's wake and funeral were placed. So, yes. So, you know, we miss them both dearly. Mike, you miss my grandfather, don't you?
Of course. How could I not?
That guy.
Whom I never met. I'm sorry, though, dude.
Oh, no, yeah. It was rough. And, you know, we both just started school. And
yeah.
Which I'm sure we're both plenty overwhelmed with. I know I am. I'm not. What are you taking this year besides the religious physics?
Oh God, yeah. It's really not that bad though. So I've got five classes. One of them is online, and it's American government.
Cool.
Which is good because I don't have to like go to it, so it's less of an ordeal. But it's bad because like I forget about it, and then the day that the assignments are due, I'm like, crap. Got to do all this.
Yeah, no, like, how is that formatted? Because I know I had a world history sort of class before. It was, you know, how is yours sort of set up?
It's like, he just puts out what chapter you read, and then a list of, like, four questions, and you expound on those, and that's the only assignment for the week.
All right. Yeah, that pretty much sounds about the same way that mine was. He would say like, okay, read this and this for this weekend. He would have questions up in like sort of a forum post kind of way.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you'd go and you comment on what he throws up, but then some weeks you had to comment on what other people threw up as well. Really not a good class. There were many weeks where I did not read the book at all. I just kind of skimmed, and on top of that, you had to like write these like small mini essays that comprise of like different topics. And I totally just bullshitted some of those.
I can foresee that happening here as well.
But I got, I think, a B plus.
Oh, that's good.
Reading probably only like an eighth of the book. Like, it was just way too much text. It was like senior year high school sort of text, and that stuff is just bland and whitewashed and stupid.
Yeah.
It was very boring. Hopefully yours is not nearly as boring. You actually learn something from it, though.
No, I definitely will not learn anything. we just went through the Constitution.
Oh, there is a government. It is American. Case closed.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, I watch The Daily Show every day.
Oh,
so
God,
I know
I
what's happening
you.
With our government.
No, I wish I did that. That was something I've always wanted to do. But I don't have cable now, really, so I can't do it, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have cable either.
Oh, you watch... No, you can watch online, can't you? Fuck.
Yeah, they put it up the day after.
Oh,
so we're just one day behind. It's on Hulu, and it's on both of their websites, both The Daily Show and Colbert.
I should watch it in the fucking morning. What am I doing with my life?
It's a good idea.
Anyways, sorry. So what are your other classes then?
Yeah. So I've also got Search for Faith, which is one of my theology requirements.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? We're reading Night by Elie Wiesel right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Wiesel. The. So that's good. I mean, it's a good book.
Cool.
I never had to read it in high school, surprisingly.
You gotta find that faith? Are they gonna help you find it by the end of the semester?
Did you hear that?
I did. Okay. I think you just found your faith.
That was it.
There it is.
It was in a little chest next
yep.
to me.
All right.
Crazy. I've also got elementary lab physics, which okay. is actually like forensic physics.
Really?
So it's like how physics applies to like solving crimes, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that actually sounds really cool. Are you, are you gonna, go all CSI?
That's right. I'm gonna make a video about it.
All right. you better make sure it's like really dramatic.
Oh, definitely. And the plot won't make any sense either.
Cool. You just gotta have 5 minutes of like enhance.
Yeah, just superfluous shots of meaningless special effects.
You should have one shot of your face like as you're examining your computer screen really hard. Mm-hmm. You might be looking for a picture or video or something like really hard. You go to the video and it comes back and it's you, but you've got like half a beard uh-huh. going on, and uh-huh. then it goes back to the shot and it goes back to you and your beard isn't there anymore.
Uh huh.
I think that's it.
Done.
Okay.
You got it. So that's physics.
All right.
What else do I have? Cultural diversity and intergroup relations is another gen ed. I just took a lot of gen eds this semester.
Intergroup relations sounds very strange.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's a sociology course focusing on, like, poverty right now, which is really interesting. It's going to be an interesting class. You know, how things correspond to race and geographic and economic disparity. And
so it's kind of along the lines of a sociology class then?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, if there was a class called Interpersonal Studies at Columbia, it'd probably just be like, it would be a class centered around like understanding how like polysexual people operate. Because that's just it's so fucking Columbia. just bleeding liberalness out the ass, which I mean is fine,
which I sort of envy at my Catholic university.
I can understand you envying it, but I think it would be even too liberal for you, because it's not so much that the ideas behind like the liberal ideas of Columbia are bad or like not cool or anything, but just I don't dig the kids sometimes. Hey man, like artsy types that are just not my thing. That's why I went to the audio program, because you know audio kids mm-hmm. are at least for the most part, besides some live kids, are level-headed and just you know they're very grounded.
You audio kids.
Yeah. Just
looking down on everybody else.
Well, that's probably not. There are people who do that in audio, and that's probably not cool to do. Anyways, though, so that's your course load then?
One more course, mass media law. It's this guy, Dr. Enya. Every class is the same. You just sit there and listen to him, and then you know there are assignments. And if you're there, you will pass the class.
So lecture class then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was wondering. It's like you were taking all these classes. Like, where is the media thing coming in? Where's your mm-hmm. your major?
Yeah, one major course.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of all that, I'm also a producer at our university's TV station.
Oh right, yeah, you're working on a TV show, aren't you?
Yeah. So me and my partner Brooke are the comedy producers.
Sweet.
So we're making a sitcom this semester, which is exciting and also terrifying and overwhelming. Because nothing has really hit the ground yet. We still have to... there's so many things we still have to do. We still have to finish writing episode one.
Important.
And then we have to cast all of our roles, which is something that we have never done before.
I'll help you out and play at least, at maximum, three of the roles. I'm lending my help here. I will do okay, at the most three.
You have to be both main characters then.
Okay.
A lot of conversations with yourself.
I'm used to it. All
a
right.
lot of costume changes. One of them is a female.
I changed costumes in Animal Crossing a lot, so I think I know what that's like.
Okay, that's exactly like that, sure.
Okay, all right.
No, you're not doing this.
You're holding me down, man. I'm sorry, that's that Columbia liberalism in me. It just, like, leaked out a little bit. Yeah.
But that's good. I'm still excited for it.
No, that's cool. It's good to... I feel like it's always good to have at least one thing, like, in your course load that is a little bit overwhelming and scary and something you haven't done before.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, just so you can experience that thing.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it is learning how to program in C++.
Right.
For my numerical analysis class,
hmm.
which is half parts interesting and half parts very overwhelming. The very overwhelming comes from the C++, but the other part is you are actually like manually taught how programs go through certain sort of functions. Like you,
mm-hmm.
you know, your standard like polynomial, like x squared plus like 3x equals like 15 or some shit like that. You,
mm-hmm.
you have encountered that before. The one I'm doing right now, you have to like implement this certain method to try and find like where x equals 0. It's really strange, but like you get to learn that in class and like do it manually on paper, and that's kind of neat. But then mm-hmm. you need to tell a computer how to understand that.
Oh,
so that's yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting and it's very daunting.
Yeah.
I'm meeting with a friend tomorrow so we can like go over our code, and thankfully he actually has mm-hmm. some C++ experience. So.
That's nice.
Needless to say, I'll probably be buying the man a lot of beers as the semester goes on. That's how I've decided things are going to go.
That's good.
Yeah.
But like learning C++, that's going to be a pretty big asset, I think.
The thing is, I don't feel like I'll be able to learn C++ well enough to actually implement it in a career sort of setting. Like, if I go somewhere and they're like, oh, like, do you know how to program? Like, I can't really 100% say, like, you could rely on me to try and program something, or you could literally pick up someone who's, like, a junior, like, going into a programming, like, mm-hmm. thing, and they will do probably 3 or 4 times as better as I can, because they were formally taught to do that, and they know more ins and outs of it. I'm pretty much just trying to cobble together some shit and make a program run.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I see it.
So maybe not for a career, but, like, it's still a valuable skill.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
knowing
even this base level of knowledge.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I actually have to learn how to program for next semester, too, for, I think, acoustical modeling, it's called, so that'll...
Oh.
I'll complain about that some other day.
Oh, boy.
Other than that, though, let's see, I've got engineered acoustics, which 100% focuses on, like, heating, ventilation, air conditioning systems, so vents and stuff, and how they affect, like, you know, sound in a building, because those systems make a lot of noise, and trying mm-hmm. to find the best ways and the most efficient ways to conserve the energy of the system while, you know, keeping it quiet and all that kind of stuff. That's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
What else? Acoustical testing, which is basically a bunch of like acoustics projects that look good on a resume later. You work in groups. We have not started any projects yet, but I've heard that they are they're hefty.
Hmm.
And on top of that, I've got fundamentals of physics, which is just it's basic rudimentary physics. I am breezing through that. And then another one called material science, which is exactly what it sounds like. We are studying the science of materials, and that's a 4-hour lecture class held in a room that is like hardly ventilated, so it warms up. And it's from 6 to 10 p.m. The air is fucking blankets, and I want to go to sleep because this lady's just talking about like the molecular structure of carbon and silicon, and I don't give a shit. But
I'm so sorry.
It's, you know, and like I told some of my friends who were in the program, like, oh yeah, take material science, and like they had told me that it's not hard, but don't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, they're like, you're taking that, so that's exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my semester though. Thankfully, mm-hmm. a majority of those aren't too super super time consuming or tough. It's really just materials or not material. The numerical analysis has been taking up a lot of time because I've been trying to bash my brain in learning C++.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that's our school schedule. Everyone, come visit us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, well, besides that bullshit, what have you been up to, though?
Oh, what have I been up to? Just keep it on, man, you know? I've just been class and school. I finally did the Tuesday-Thursday schedule thing. So yeah. All of my classes are Tuesday-Thursday classes.
Oh, baller.
Yeah.
I don't know why my... I think I need water again. That always... just talking, and then I turn into a 14-year-old. That's really cool, man.
Happens to everybody.
Yeah.
But they're all, like, back-to-back-to-back. Mm-hmm. All four classes. So that means I don't have a lunch break.
Oh.
So I just have to eat, like, while I'm walking between classes, or, like... I usually end up eating in physics.
You should like be shaking a little bit when you're eating. It's like, I'm sorry, I just need this so much.
Yeah, just so people don't like yell at me or something.
Getting crumbs and like a little bit of like saliva on the table on accident.
Yeah, I'm sorry, everybody. It's just I haven't eaten it all day.
You don't know what it's like to be me.
And then ravenously scarf down a peanut butter sandwich.
And then just fall asleep.
Yes.
I've the way that mine are, I think my Tuesdays and Wednesdays are heavy, but I'm off Mondays, mm-hmm. and Thursday, Friday, I only have one class.
Mm,
so,
that's nice.
No, yeah, it's not too bad at all.
I have no days off, because
Ooh.
On Munwed Fry, I have my work-study job in the theology office.
Oh, right. Oh, I forgot that you're doing that.
Yeah, still doing that. Mm-hmm. So, 9 to noon and 1 to 3 every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Are they paying you in fat... Jesus dollars?
They better be. If I found out otherwise.
This is where the laugh track comes in. You work in a sitcom now. You can just make that happen.
No, there will be no laugh track on my sitcom.
That's probably good.
I will not have that.
Good.
I would sooner impale someone I didn't know very well with a steel pipe.
That is both violent and inconsiderate.
That's true. That's really mean. I don't even know the person. I take it back. I'll use the left track. No left track. But I have a story from work.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, yesterday, yeah, it was in the last leg of work, my 1 to 3 thing, and I'm just doing my thing. Okay, so, like, 9 to noon, my boss is in the same room as me.
Okay.
So, like, if there's nothing to do, I just kind of have to, like, check my email and check it again.
Because you're at, like, a front desk, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you can't do anything other than, like, work shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's no one around is nothing, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then after that, when I go to lunch, I think... Actually, at 1, she goes to the other building that she works in, because she's theology and also English, so the English department is in another building.
Okay.
So then from 1 to 3, I am mostly unsupervised, which is great, because if I have nothing to do, I'm just opening up Tumblr and Facebook and all that crap.
Tumblr is the best, like, time suck, too.
It is pretty great, yeah.
It's almost terrible.
Yes. But I love it so.
That and Imgur, too.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm in that 1 to 3 block,
mm-hmm.
and it's like 1:30 or 1:45, and she walks back in.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, crap, what's happening? So she had, like, gone to run an errand,
mm-hmm.
And she came back, and she was going to go to the other building now. And when she comes back, because, like, I was like, okay, it's Friday, it's this 1 to 3 stretch, I got nothing to do, this is going to be beautiful... Relax, kick off weekend time.
Beautiful relax time.
That's right. She comes back. She's like, oh, were you going to redo this bulletin board out here? I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So there's this bulletin board outside the office with all of the professors' pictures and office hours on it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do is take all those down and then take off the paper that is the background, because without that it's this really ugly orange color.
Mm, okay.
And then repaper the whole thing and put everything back up. So now I've got this big project.
Okay.
Which is one reason that it sucks now. But it's whatever, you know, it's my job. It's not like I'm gonna be pissed off about it or anything. So I start doing that, and I get everybody's down, and all the professors have left by this point. So what I'm doing is taking the thing down with a staple remover and then going back in the office and setting it on top of my computer. And one time, I go back, and I look down, and right in the middle of the floor, between the door and my bag, is this giant-ass spider. So huge. So big. If I could show you in audio form, I would. It was the worst.
So if you... Do you have a size sort of reference that you could... Could its legs... Size. Pretty much the test is, could its legs, go over the edges of a quarter?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Silver dollar?
Yeah, I would say so.
Over the silver dollar?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen a silver dollar in a while, but I'm going to say yeah.
It's... Silver dollar's hefty.
Yeah. It's so not good. Not good. The thing was huge.
Jeez.
And... A few days prior, one of the other professors in our office had found a giant spider in her office.
Okay.
And she's horrified of spiders. I have a phobia of spiders. And my boss is terrified of spiders. So, none of us can do anything about it. But this other professor came in. He was able to kill it. He has no problem with it.
Okay.
And he was the dude who just left before I saw this spider.
Mm.
So I'm like, I got nothing now. And it's 2:15. So I got 45 minutes to figure out what I'm going to do.
All right.
And a few days before, the other professor had mentioned, what if it's a brown recluse if I get bitten by that? So now I got that in my head.
Those are so rare here, though.
I don't want to think about that. But they are here.
Yeah, not a lot, though.
Yeah, but it was huge and scary.
I don't think brown recluses are that big. I don't know. I have no idea, actually.
I don't actually know. I've never seen them. And I'm not going to Google it because I would just freak myself out.
Have you seen what that does to people's, anything, though? The bites from those?
Maybe.
They start decomposing, immediately.
No, yeah.
Starts liquefying, the shit out of you.
It's not good.
No, it's bad. It's really terrible.
Not good. So you can understand my terror.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, I'm just standing there, frozen for a minute, waiting to see which way this little thing is going to scurry.
So you can move in the exact opposite direction.
So I'm hoping he goes away from my bag so I can pick up my bag and not have to worry about there being spiders in my bag when I take it home.
But then?
He walked away, luckily.
Oh, okay.
He starts moving away. He moves far away enough that I feel comfortable to enter the room, grab my bag, grab my water bottle, grab my tablet, shut down the computer, and I just left because I'm not dealing with this.
That's so you left to work early because a giant
because
spider,
of a spider
was.
You know what? It's Friday, and I think it was valid. I did finish. I finished taking everything off the board while wearing my bag, and then I left.
Hey, man, you know what they say in the office jobs when the spiders come out. Time to go home.
That's exactly what they're saying.
They being every office worker.
Right.
Okay.
So that was my day.
Slightly humiliating story, but good. But now we know that about you. I didn't know that you have mild arachnophobia.
Oh, God. It's like...
Or, well, is it mild?
It's pretty bad. Jeez. I cannot deal with spiders.
I'm sorry. I was
going to... Can't kill them, can't be near them.
I was going to make a reference to the movie Arachnophobia, but now I'm thinking about it, you probably haven't seen it, because
no.
Why would you want to watch that?
Why would I ever see that?
It's actually a really good movie. It's like a thriller horror movie where spiders start, trying to take over and shit.
Duh, shut up.
Sorry. Speaking of... Oh, hey, so in another episode edition of... And Mika's not going to like... She's actually in the other room right now playing with a cat, but she's not going to like this if she hears it. But in another edition of Zach injures himself badly doing something remedial, this was a few... This had to have been about 3 days ago, I think. It might have been Thursday. It was Thursday. Thursday. So I have to leave for school around... Jeez, I think... I don't... noon or one, early, mm-hmm. early afternoon. I was doing something. I think I was, looking at my code or something, and I looked at the clock. I'm like, oh, well, shit, I need to go. I haven't really gotten ready yet. So it's about 20 minutes left before I need to go. I still need to get dressed, like, make myself decent for the outside world. And I, going into my bathroom, I smashed my toe on the door frame.
Mm.
And this is no, this is not a stubbed toe. This did not get nicked. I smashed my goddamn pinky toe on the door frame, bleeding from underneath the nail.
Oh, God.
And it still hurts. It still hurts, and I'm pretty sure the nail is dead, which means, like, eventually, in however many weeks, it will have to come off. It will fall off. It will have to come off. I've got a blister that, like, is half out of, like, the nail bed, half in it.
Oh, jeez.
And I've, like, I have to wear certain shoes, because if I put too much pressure on it, I walk like a fucking hunchback.
Ugh.
So it's day three with dealing with this toe. Still can't really put any pressure on it. Might have broken something. I don't fucking know. So I've got this gross toe now. And every time I mention that, like, it's hurting and that, like, it's like, oh, I think, like, the nail's discolored. Like, it's great. And Miki cannot handle the fact that I might have to have, like, a whole nail, like, off of my toe eventually. It's really gross. But she, like, I think I told her about that initially and she almost, like, threw up.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I guess this podcast is mostly just going to be story swap, which I'm totally cool. I don't give a shit. I'm totally fine with that. So making a gradual shift. Well, what else can we talk about? I had a like decent birthday weekend. That was kind of interesting. I guess we haven't talked about on the show cause it hadn't.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the gist of that is I had a birthday on a few Fridays ago. First night, I went out and went to this place called The Emporium, which is a barcade. Mm-hmm. So they serve, like, beers and liquor and stuff, but at the same time, they've also got all these cool arcade machines.
Awesome.
They print their own tokens and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Got some new and some old. That was pretty cool. Night after that, you were actually in attendance. You were there for that.
I was.
Which is the all-night gaming party that I used to throw those. I don't know. Had you ever been to any of the other ones before?
No, that was my first brew and gaming party.
See, I wasn't sure, because, like, before, they used to be, like, they were kind of, like, big. Like, I wouldn't say I ever got upwards of 100 people there, but I would say I would easily be able to get anywhere from, like, 50 to maybe around 50 people. At the most, probably.
I had heard tell of the legend that was Zach's gaming parties.
Yeah, I used to do them. I used to do a winter one and a summer one, and that was perfect because I did the winter one at winter break and summer during summer break when we were in high school. So, and I had stopped doing those for a while, so I brought those back for my birthday, and that worked out pretty good. That was nice. That was fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
And then Sunday I did absolutely nothing because I nursed a hangover all day.
Nice.
And an anecdote on that. I will say outright, my parents used to be, like, not party animals, but they enjoyed a drink, like, for sure. So all the time when I was, like, younger and, like, it was the weekend, like, they would come home, like, kind of buzzed or whatever, very late. And I remember so many Sundays where, like, we were supposed to do something. We were going to, like, go to my cousin's birthday party or, like, oh, we're going over to grandma's or something. And it's like they're getting out of their bedrooms at 2 and 3 o'clock. And it clicked. I totally understand now. Cause, like, when you drink a little bit too much, you don't want to. Oh, son of a bitch. I don't know. Did you hear that at all? Something
what
crashing in the background. That was my cat knocking over her fucking cat carrier on top of.
Oh, man.
Causing a ruckus. You idiot. But I totally get it because, like, I drank Friday night and I drank Saturday night too after I'd already been a little bit hungover. And, like, when you get to this certain point, you honestly don't want to do shit. I sat on the couch all day. I played Animal Crossing. I watched Netflix. I ordered in food for dinner. So it was a strange, like, moment of realization that, like, I bonded with my parents without them being there. It's very weird.
Did you call them? Were you like, guys, I get it?
No, but next time I saw them, I totally said that. I guess they did play a part in that, though, because they did come out Friday night to drink with us a little bit. So,
yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that was the summation of my birthday weekend.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Anything? What is bullet journal? I'm looking at the list.
Yeah, I do definitely want to talk about that. Did you talk about your cat, though?
No, I feel like I've been talking too much, so I want to hand it over to you to see if there's anything else.
I want to hear about the cat.
Okay. So, this is also a little bit related to the birthday thing, because essentially my parents gave me a decent chunk of money, and they're like, okay, you, mm-hmm. like, in a card, and they're like, you should use this for something fun. I don't want you to use this for, like, school supplies or paying off bills or, like, dumb shit like that. Like, use this for something, like, fun. You're That's 21, cool. and you should, like, use this money for something, like, good and like that. So, the idea, pretty much what we were torn between, I think it was, like, okay, so we can get a PS3, because they are, I think there are blue ones coming out in October that are, Ooh. It's $250 for a 250 gig PS3, which is a steal.
Yeah.
There was one other thing. I don't remember the other thing, but the other thing was get a cat. So, we talked to our roommate about it because, you know, if there's gonna be a cat here, you talk with your roommate to clear everything. And she's like, oh yeah, no, it's totally cool. I just, like, I want it to be okay for, like, the cat to get along with, like, my dog that is here, like, once every month or 2 months for a couple, a handful of days. Mm-hmm. And he's a cool dog. He's really chill. He's small. He's friendly. And we're like, oh, okay, cool. Like, yeah, right, fine. And we also said that we were going to get the cat to Claude, which is actually, we'll get to that. What we found out in researching, this is probably going to be much, I'll try and compress this story down, like, as I'm telling it now. But pretty much what we found out in researching, because you can go on to research, like, adoption centers and all that stuff, because we decided we were going to adopt. Actually, declawing is, like, really, really, like, not cool. Like, it's not, like, it just seems like a standard thing. I never understood that it was, like, removing the first knuckle from all of your cat's front paws.
Yeah,
like, that is the surgery, and they don't, like, 100% walk the same way again, and you have to, like, be really diligent in, like, in making sure that they're chill during their recovery time. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a mess. But we found out that, and we're like, I don't know if I get the cat to Claude now. So at one point we were like, okay, let's get a cat. And then we were like, no, let's not get a cat. Due to that and, like, some other reasons. But then we decided this weekend that, like, we want to go look at cats. Like, we had, like, decided that there were some, like, on, like, Paws, like, Rescue Center site. That we were like, okay, we want to go see them. And we went and saw them, and we came across this gray small cat named Alta, which isn't the best name, but she was so cool. She was really awesome. So we have her now.
Nice.
Mika's punching me and saying words about Alta. I can't really hear her. Let's go and say something.
Alta's a great name.
It's
not bad.
Isn't there a makeup sort of line that's Alta?
Yeah, that's with a U. That's a store.
Are you sure?
100%.
All right. Well, anyways, so we have this cat now, and the unfortunate thing is, it can't be around dogs, and it's not declawed.
Okay.
So our roommate's kind of pissed.
Hmm.
Understandably. I mean, the thing is, like, with the declawing thing, though, there are a lot of alternatives. Like, you're supposed to, like, clip your cat's nails and stuff, and we'll, like, eventually get a scratch post. And a majority of the furniture that it could fuck up is ours, so, and it's, like, it's old, like, shitty furniture that we'd really, like, you've seen my couches and stuff, they're not great. But yeah, so.
I don't want to be like, yeah, your couches are shit.
Your couches are bullshit. Like, fuck you and your couches. Your furniture's garbage.
Stepped into your house, and I was like, what the fuck is that? I mean, like, the couches.
You think a man who played Animal Crossing would understand how to coordinate a fucking room. Dropping the ball, Zach.
Did you buy this furniture from a raccoon?
Oh, that just clicked.
Animal Crossing.
That's a good one. Animals. Yeah, that's actually what you do. Did you know that? Have you played it? Literally, the guy who you buy shit from is a raccoon.
Oh, nice. I got
yeah,
it right.
No,
Sweet.
Yeah. You.
I did not know that.
Yep. Yeah, that's what you... God.
I mean, yes. All of the Animal Crossing that I have played.
But yeah. Anyway, so now we have this cat. It's weird. It's overwhelmed by the space.
I'm sure.
Entirely. But yeah, so far so good. It hasn't clawed up anything. We got snails clipped before we came here. There's a strange product called Soft Claws. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No.
It's like the equivalent of, like, fake nails for cats that you, like, glue onto their regular nails. They, like, slip on so they don't claw the shit out of things.
Oh, okay.
So if worse comes to worse, we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're just kind of riding it out and seeing how this goes.
Yeah.
So we literally just got this cat today.
How old is it?
It's like a year and a half old. So it's like it doesn't have all of its kitten energy, but there's still like some residing in there. It's still young, relatively. So yeah, I'm sick of talking about my life. Let's have a conversation about something.
The name reminds me of the search engine that people used before Google, AltaVista.
Oh right.
And now I demand that you get a second cat and name it Vista.
Oh god. I've already come up with two good nicknames for this cat. Alta Vista is a contender. We've also got the Ultimate Warrior, if you know what that is. That's an old, like, very eccentric, probably cocaine-fueled wrestler, like in the area of Randy Savage.
Okay.
He's nuts. As well as, what was the other one? It's an old Sega game. Altered Beast.
What was it?
Do you know the game Altered Beast at all? It's an old, like, side-scrolling Sega game.
No.
Well, it was popular, I think. But now, Altered Beast. Anyways.
That could work.
I'm making it work. If you think of, like, Altered Beast in a Boston accent, Altered Beast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about video games.
All right.
If you're feeling it, or whatever you want to talk, or tech stuff, or anything, really. Less about my life.
Well, if you want to get into Sony stuff, then before we talk about Vita, we can talk about their crazy lens cameras.
What?
If you want to hear about some tech insanity.
Sure.
So, like, okay. All smartphones got a camera, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. But they're pretty shit sometimes.
Yep.
In fact, most of the time, they're pretty shit.
Yeah.
But you can't be, like, lugging around a crazy DSLR with you all the time.
Absolutely not. That would be inconvenient and... Yeah, that's about all. I was trying to make that into a joke. Go ahead, sorry.
Or can you? Enter Sony's lens camera. Okay, commercial over. So basically it's like...
Sponsorship done.
Done. Sony, give me my money. I take the money and I run. So it's like... So it's like just the lens part of a big camera, you know?
Okay.
But that's the entire camera.
Oh, okay.
And that clips onto the back of your smartphone with this, like, base plate thing.
No, really?
And it connects via, like, Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or NFC or some shit.
I'm sorry, what is this thing called again?
The lens camera, I think it's called.
Sony lens camera. I have to look up pictures of this.
Google that thing. So it's kind of cool, though, because, like, wirelessly connects to your phone, and then you have a much better camera.
Huh.
There's, like, a... big one and a smaller one, and you know, it sacrifices quality but for space, and it's kind of a neat idea, actually.
It seems like a kind of a Sony thing. It's like experimental in a way.
Mm-hmm. So you can then also like just hold the lens camera in your hand and like move it around and just use your smartphone as the screen and the controller.
That's pretty intriguing.
It's really kind of a cool, interesting product.
No, that's interesting because like no one carries their own cameras anymore. They have their phone. They sacrifice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think for the most part, people like when they're going to a place and they might want to take a couple of pictures or something, they sacrifice the inconvenience of having to like carry around like a small digital camera with the convenience of just I'll just like do it on my smartphone. Sure, like the pictures will come out kind of shitty, but you know, it's okay. I'm not like some picture junkie. But with this, no one doesn't have a smartphone. That was the worst sentence in the world.
Doesn't have a smartphone.
That's technically true. Everyone has a smartphone, so I could, you know, see them lugging around this in their backpack or their purse or whatever their carry-on is.
Totally.
Interesting concept for sure.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing, but it's like everybody's trying to add like tiny little magnifying lenses that you strap on precariously to your phone's existing camera.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a Sony idea. This is craziness, and it's like a good idea actually.
I mean, yeah. Hopefully it goes well. It always depends. Sony like decides to support and not support all different kinds of things. We've probably mentioned this before. They push a product out there and just hope that it does well in the wild.
Like the Move. They haven't said a word about the Move.
The Move, the iToy, the PSP, the PSP Go. Yeah, you don't know what the iToy is because they didn't fucking support it.
No, I know about the iToy. I know what
it
is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that they do this shit all of the time. And hopefully that doesn't happen to the PS Vita. The TV thing. The Vita TV.
Right. So let's talk about that then.
Okay.
So the Vita TV is one of the products they announced at their thing at mm-hmm. some such place.
I think it was just a press conference from Sony Japan.
Okay.
I think.
So this had nothing to do with IFA?
Well, I don't even know what that is.
Okay. I don't know what it stands for.
I honestly don't know. I didn't look into it incredibly. I just know that Vita TV is a thing.
Doesn't matter. It's a Sony thing where they talked and showed us stuff.
All right.
So Vita TV is a product that it's a little box that would hook up to your TV, and it can play any of the games that Vita can play. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, it can also stream PS4 games to this box. So you
right.
can like have your PS4 hooked up to one TV and then have the Vita TV hooked up to a TV in like your bedroom. And like if somebody needs the living room to watch sports ball, you go into your room, you switch on your Vita TV and you can still play PS4.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting response. It's kind of got it almost strikes me as a mixture between like Apple TV and what the Wii U is doing, where you can stream.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that it's interesting how that kind of just happens, because like people have said like, oh, you like they're just copying like the Wii and stuff. Like, I mean, well,
but
yes, but
they
were also
like, actually have games.
Yeah, they're supporting their handheld, which
yeah.
you know is good, and they need to do that. And it's mm-hmm. and the streaming thing is like that is, from what I've heard, the people who have used it, it is convenient because, you know, you
totally,
if you are married and someone wants to use the TV, why not? I mean, you could just, you know, play your PS4 game on your Vita.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's only gonna be for select titles, but still it's a cool way to support that system. And it's, I think it's very forward thinking just to offer that little, you know, that little luxury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like connecting the Vita to the PS4 is like strengthens their ecosystem in a way. And like also shows their continued support of the Vita.
Right. And I think,
which is good.
Yeah. And that's something that they were trying to do with the Vita and the PS3 as well. I don't think it was
yeah,
like super,
really work.
It wasn't super, super apparent that they were doing that. And I forget in what ways they were doing it, but
yeah,
you know, people who had Vitas, they probably like paired their PS3. You know what? I really want to look that up now. I want to know what they did between them, because I know that there was something that they tried or said that they were going to try.
Mm hmm.
But I don't remember it really ever coming to fruition in a way that was super popular, so...
Yeah. It seems like the Vita didn't really have a strong launch, or like a strong existence, I guess, up to this point. But now it's like, they're not giving up on it, because it's still a good product. They need to just change a bunch of stuff that they're doing with it. So they're, like, focusing on a bunch of new indie developers for the mm-hmm. platform.
Right,
awesome.
Right.
And then they're doing this as well. They just released a couple new models of the Vita. Like thinner ones with different memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, that's great.
Yeah, they are trying their best to make the Vita a very attractive handheld, because like
they're actually making me want a Vita.
No, right? Because like they're porting so many good like indie games to this thing. Like
yeah.
They're saying that Don't Starve is going to come to it. I know Hotline Miami is going to it. Spelunky eventually in the future,
yes.
hopefully.
And Fez.
So yeah, they're doing something right. I feel. I don't know if it's going to result in a lot of sales, but I think that no one can say that they're not trying.
Definitely. And then there's that crazy like exclusive Vita game, Tearaway.
Oh my god, Tearaway.
That looks really good.
It looks so fucking cool. If that is one I could not accurately describe and do it justice. So anyone listening, just go look up Tearaway. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah, just
it looks
Google
super
it.
Charming.
Is it the same people who did Little Big Planet?
I have no clue.
Media Molecule, I think it's them.
Okay, that's awesome. Again, actually, it looks like it utilizes the front and back touchscreens in innovative, cool ways.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, because I never heard of the back touchscreen being used for anything good.
I know, yeah.
But yeah. No, yeah, look that up. It's so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. So that's good. Speaking of handheld announcements,
yes.
Nintendo also put out a new product.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of old news. I was thinking of doing this, if we were more prepared, I wanted to do, like, this old news segment where we did, like, very quick, like, lightning rounds. Like, Mike, what do you think of the 2DS in, like, one sentence? And, like, just do that with, like, 20 different subjects, but we are so unprepared. And I just got a fucking cat. So
yeah.
I didn't have to...
Cut us some slack, people.
Had, like, no time to prepare for this. But, yeah, no, so...
We should do that. So yeah, the 2DS is a thing that plays 3DS games in 2D, and there's no hinge, and it looks like a giant chunk of kind of ridiculousness.
Yeah, it looks a little bit tablet-y.
But you know what? It's totally marketed towards kids, which I guess makes sense because of the whole parental concern of what 3D does to your child's eyes and brain.
Oh, I've actually never thought about that. I didn't make the connection that, like,
no,
the 3D
yeah, I thought about
away.
That right away.
No, that's so, smart. Like, I've heard anyone mention that.
I guess opens up that segment of the market of people who might have been afraid to buy the 3DS can now at least buy the 3DS games.
Right, and at a reduced price. I thought I saw something that was originally said it was $120. It is actually $130, which sucks because it makes me feel like it should be $120 instead. Because that's only like, I think that's only like $40 less than just a 3DS.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, then that's actually good for Nintendo, because then it's like, it's enough of a price drop where you would be like, you know what, my kid is six, he's getting a 2DS, but it's like not that much of a leap for yourself or for an older child to be like, you know what, just get him a 3DS, who cares, it's $40.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And there's, you know, there's a lot of things going on. Like the not including the sort of clamshell design was because, like, you know, after a while, the hinges on that thing get very, very loose and bad. And for kids who don't take care of their consoles very well, my fucking brothers, because I think I think Max has a 3DS and
no,
and I know his old like. DS is, I'm not even sure if the hinge is even like a factor anymore. There's like hardly any friction, like that, like holding that top screen there. You might actually have to like hold it yourself. It's bad. But I understand that choice.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting though, how they're going towards more of a tablet look for that.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't buy it, but I mean, I think it makes sense for them.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it totally makes sense. And they're launching it the same day that they're launching Pokemon XY.
Okay.
And that's probably going to be huge for the holiday season. Like, you know, kids who want the new Pokemon, like, get them a 3DS as well. And for the same price as a regular 3DS. There might actually even be, like, bundle deals that are, like, a reduction of that price, I'm sure.
Might.
Well.
Yeah, we're definitely going to see that happen. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean... Same to his Pokemon XY, you know exactly what they're doing.
It seems
kids
like,
want to play Pokemon.
Right, it seems like a good business idea, I would suppose.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the Wii U just got a new game called Watch as the Tumbleweeds Pass By. That was a terrible joke.
What do you do in the game, Mike?
You sit on your couch and...
You sit on your couch in the game?
In the game. Mm-hmm. That's right. It utilizes the... Oh, God. Just walk away. Seriously, though. We haven't heard about the Wii U.
Yeah. It's probably going to be do the same thing as the... Well, no, it's not doing the same thing as the Wii.
The Wii was successful.
Yeah, well, you're right, yeah. Smash Brothers is probably going to sell some Wii U consoles.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a new Zelda.
Yeah. Until they come out with like the original proprietary Wii U Zelda, I don't really see a reason to buy this. I don't see a reason to get excited about this console. It seems like they're not doing anything.
I'm in a weird place because I know David has one. He got one semi recently.
Right.
And Nintendo does this thing where they are not able to push like the fun factor of the Wii U, I think, because it is just like a nice like little console. Like right now, it's got like Pikmin 3, a couple other things, Wonderful 101, which I think actually unfortunately isn't selling very well, which sucks because it seems like kind of a cool game. But it's got all of these other, like the 3DS, it's got all of these other like little nooks and crannies that are already pre-installed on the system that are just like neat and cool. Like you don't hear about the sort of like social network that they have on, like built within the Wii U's like, you know, software. Like no one really highlights that, and that's just a nice little bonus because like you can be in different groups of people playing different games and stuff. So it's in a very weird spot where it's not doing well with consumers, but people who own one don't really care, and they like the fact that they've gotten one.
Uh-huh.
It's this very strange limbo.
And it's like, it seems like that's where Nintendo exists right now.
I mean,
people who are inside of the Nintendo bubble are happy, mm-hmm. but everyone outside of the bubble, which is the majority of people, is like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, which is not weird at all for Nintendo.
Really, yeah.
I mean, the thing is, like, they're riding, like, pretty high on 3DS sales. Like, it is a very successful console.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, like, 22 million units sold is what I saw recently, and that was... That was even a few weeks ago, I think.
Mm.
Or longer, perhaps. I'm not sure.
And that's going to soar for the holidays, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's bright. They're still coming out with good things for that console, so...
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's their best console right now, is the 3DS.
It is. Hands down. Let's see, what else? Speaking of Pokemon XY, I hardly even want to talk about it. There, because... You've played the original Pokemon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, the thing with Pokemon XY is it seems like they're tacking on all of these very strange sort of new systems that I, as a person who enjoyed, like, Pokemon Black and White and, you know, the original ones, and even, like, Sapphire and Ruby to an extent, but not Diamond and Pearl, because those ones are shit. Anyway, they're taking on, like, all these weird new systems that I'm not, like, really comfortable with. Like, there's this new thing called, like, Pokemon Mega Evolutions, where you use an item and it changes the form of the Pokemon that you have just for the duration of that battle. And I should have made a fucking list. That is really my biggest reason why I'm not immediately going to buy this game. The Mega Evolutions thing just seems... It makes your Pokemon go Super Saiyan. It's stupid. It's fucking dumb. But the thing is, like, I haven't tried it. And I know, like, Mika's going to try it. I'm going to, like, gauge how much I want it based off of her playing it.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too grown up for Pokemon now.
No.
Yeah, I know, right?
As a little piece of you dies.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I'm not initially, as much of a Pokemon fan as I am, I don't know, XY don't seem like, I don't know, not my thing, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not that huge of a Pokemon fan. I mean, I think the games are fun, and I do enjoy them from time to time, but the last game that I played was Crystal.
Uh-huh.
The last one that I seriously dedicated any time to or completed was Crystal, which I loved, but I just don't really play them.
No, I'm sorry, remind me, Crystal is the combination of gold and silver, right? That's like the...
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard, yeah, a lot of people like Crystal. A lot of people liked gold and silver in general. It's like a very dedicated base of fans who enjoy those games the most.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And, like, the thing is, it's kind of like that Animal Crossing thing where I can totally understand if people don't dig Pokemon, because it is just catching these dumb, stupid little animals and making them fight, and, like, they learn new moves, and it's the same thing over and over and over again.
It's the same thing every single time, but it's
no,
so much
yeah.
fun.
It will, yeah, to a certain audience.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like that Animal Crossing thing where if you didn't grow up with it, it's retarded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Oh, we never really talked about what we've been playing either.
I mean, you know, first week of school and bunch of crap happening.
Yeah, no, I...
Not a whole lot.
I haven't really been playing that much either. You know, Animal Crossing occasionally. I was playing some more Ocarina of Time 3DS, which I pretty much cleared the Shadow Temple. I need to beat the final boss of it.
Nice.
And getting into, like, the latter bit of that game, kind of realizing I don't know. This is blasphemy amongst, like, Zelda fans, but Ocarina of Time is okay. I don't think it's aged very well.
Get out of my house.
Sorry, dude. Like, I know it's weird for me to say because people fault Wind Waker on the very same thing, but It takes a while to get to places sometimes. And
yeah, okay. I mean, it's part of, like, the ambiance of being in the world. But whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, you know, same thing for Wind Waker, too. Like, there is this, like, very good sense of urgency whenever you're sailing somewhere, and that's partly in due to the soundtrack and this very, like, interesting sense of adventure. And you can totally get the same thing from Ocarina of Time, but I don't think it's my game. Like, I will beat it, and I will finish it and everything, because I've, like, dedicated myself to doing that, because I've never done it.
Mm-hmm. I've still never beaten Ocarina of Time.
So,
yeah. But did you hear about, speaking of taking a while to get places in Zelda games, did you hear what they're doing in the new HD remake of Wind Waker?
I think maybe
it had something to do with not taking as long to get places.
I think
that was a complaint.
I don't know if they've shortened the distance between the islands.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I know that they definitely did, I don't think you have to change the wind direction anymore. Which was actually a thing that you had to do in the GameCube version. You would have to play a song and then pick which direction the wind blew, and then you could, like, set out sailing. And it didn't take, like, that long, but it. I can see how that would, like, get in the way of your experience.
Wasn't that the point of the game, though?
Well,
it's kind of in the title?
Well, yeah, like, directing the wind isn't, like, but, like, every single time you need to get anywhere on your fucking boat, like, changing the wind direction. I think the thing is it was spaced out enough to where you didn't really notice it if you played it through the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see it getting kind of, like, taxing and, you know, a time waste.
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually shortened the distance between the islands or not, though. I don't know if that's confirmed or not.
Yeah. They did release some more footage of it, though, and it looks gorgeous.
I think it's out now. Or either that, or I know that there are some games people playing it.
Wind Waker HD release date. Google, you know exactly what I want. December 3rd. What? Wow. Good job.
What's that?
December 13th, 2002.
See? They already
release
did it.
Release date for Wind Waker.
Already did it.
Wow, it's been out a long time. Gosh.
It's funny how it's only in the news now. When's it coming out?
September 20th.
Okay. So, yeah, they probably just have early review copies of it.
Yeah. So it'll be out in 2 days.
Because
it's
the day that
Wednesday.
We publish this.
Today. What if it doesn't go up on Wednesday?
Goes up tomorrow. Everyone's just confused.
Shit.
It's like, shit.
When is it coming out?
I thought it was the weekend. God damn
they're
it.
They're like five confused people calling GameStop. Oh, really? It's the 20th? Okay, whatever. Click. Headline. Podcast causes barely any confusion, comma, no one notices.
Old man yells at cloud.
Exactly. Which, funny segue was Phil Fish's Twitter description.
Oh, yes it is.
Old
totally
man
is.
Yells at cloud.
Very funny.
Was.
Okay, let's see. What else we got? You've got some stuff to talk about, dude. You got this bullet journal. You got some vinyl. You got a lot of things.
Got of things, yeah. got of things.
Got of things.
oh, boy. Gotta go fast. So the games I've been playing, mostly Civilization. I got back to some, not Ocarina of Time. God, Twilight Princess. Just a little bit. Very briefly, I haven't been playing much of it, and I feel bad, so I want to get back to that.
Gotcha.
Civ 5, I played another whole playthrough of that, because I love it, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And when I bought Civ 5, it was part of this, it was during the Steam Christmas sale, I think.
Oh, the Christmas sale. It's like it was yesterday.
Beautiful. So it was like Civ 3, 4, and 5. It was like the complete Civ 3 and 4. And
so like
DLC
with expansions and DLCs and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I've got Civ 4 laying around, and nobody else that I know has Civ 5 or wants to play it. And I just really wanted to do multiplayer Civ 5. But my one friend in California has Civ 4, because they bought it at like some discount place, and it was like $5. So okay. They have it, and it's great. So I started a multiplayer game of that with them, and it's one version below Civ 5, but it's so vastly different.
Really?
I don't like it.
No?
At all. It takes so long to do things, and it's like, the game doesn't really make an effort to show you, like, what researching things has an impact on your civilization.
Huh.
And it's bad.
That's interesting. So you're more used to playing Civ 5 then, and you're used to, like, the small conveniences
mm-hmm.
that are not available in Civ 4.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of, like, the jump between, like, Animal Crossing New Leaf and the one for the GameCube. Because, like, all these small, like, little inconveniences in the GameCube one that I probably couldn't ever play the GameCube one now just because it's so much more streamlined in the new one.
Yeah. That be the progression of games, yo. Smoothing out fangs.
Smooth things.
I gotta play some Civ 5 now, though. It's all good. So I've been playing that. Vinyl-wise, I just bought a new vinyl this week.
Right, Mr. Vinyl Pants. Actually, those wouldn't be good pants.
Those would be the worst pants. But you could maybe play music off of them? I don't know.
I bet they would rock.
Oh.
So what vinyl have you gotten?
The Arctic Monkeys' new album, AM.
How is it?
So good.
Oh man, I always look for Arctic Monkeys used in
mm-hmm.
what's in the well and the used CD places that I pop in. There's never any Arctic Monkeys in there.
Ugh.
Maybe it's because people who are fans of them.
It's because they're perfect.
Stay fans of them. I don't know. I think Humbug was okay.
I really like Humbug.
Humbug is experimental and not the kind of mm-hmm. fun rock stuff that I expect from that. There are some good tracks off of it, but it is not.
I mean, Pretty Visitors, come on.
I actually hardly can fucking remember. Crying Lightning is good off of that.
That is good.
And some other stuff. I like Cornerstone a lot.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, no, I gotta get back into them, though, because mm-hmm. I know that that was like their experimental CD, which I'm totally cool with. Like, mm-hmm. as an artist, like, go right ahead and do that. But I have not heard anything from them since that CD. So I need to probably buy some Arctic Monkeys.
Have you not heard Suck It and See?
Not really.
Oh. No.
I think I have heard maybe one song from an album that was right after Humbug.
All right.
Well,
after Humbug was Suck It and See.
Okay. Well, it might have been that song. No. I've heard...
Favorite Worst Nightmare?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus, yeah. No, that's...
Yeah.
That's their, like, masterpiece, I think. So far, at least.
It's a good album.
Yeah. Music podcast.
But yeah, the new one is amazing.
Cool.
We went with the deluxe edition. Me and my sister split it.
Ooh.
Because vinyls are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
So it came with, like, the album, and there was, like, a bonus photo book.
Ooh.
It was cool. And yeah. It came with a 45 with two unreleased B-sides.
Ooh, spiffy.
Which are also
That's
really
cool.
good.
I'm sure that photo book's good, because, like, band is, like, they seem like they have a sense of humor. Like, a very good sense of, like, a very smart sense of humor as well.
Yeah.
Based on both their music and, like, photos and shit I've seen.
Totally.
No, that's cool. That's good. I should get back into them. I used to play a lot of their music.
Yeah, that's right. Wasn't there a talent show where you guys played Brainstorm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was actually the only good performance that we had at the talent show. That was like, I think we were all seniors and we did that. And it was, like, we were actually solid at that point.
Nice.
Yeah, that was fun. That's cool. Oh, anyways. Okay. What other vinyl have you gotten, though? I don't know if I will know the people.
That was my 10th vinyl.
Ah.
So the collection is growing now. I've also gotten an Apples and Stereo album.
Another one? Or the one from before?
The one from before.
Oh, okay. I know you got that jazz one, too.
Yeah, I've got, like, three jazz albums now. There's two Duke Ellington and one Dave Brubeck.
Cool.
Which was the first jazz album I ever listened to, and it's great.
Mm.
Time Out. Listen to it. It's good. I have three Arcade Fire albums.
Oh, excellent. That is a band that I should probably get into.
So good. Mm-hmm. I love them so much. I have The Suburbs, Funeral, and Neon Bible. And I'll probably get Reflector when that comes out in October.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, Reflector is their new album. I've been seeing things around there for that.
Yeah, they released a single and a music video for it. And apparently, they worked with David Bowie on this album.
Ooh.
So, cool. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Gonna be cool.
Yeah, I have not really... You know what? I haven't really gotten into any new music. I go through these dry periods where... Mm-hmm. I'm either really, really into music or really, really into video games or really, really consumed by homework.
Yeah.
And is the third one right now. But I'm sure I'll get back into that eventually. Maybe once I, like, learn or understand the learning curve, the difficulty curve of this semester, I will start paying more attention to music. Because usually I'll listen to music while doing homework, so...
I can't do that.
You know what? It all depends on what I'm doing. If I'm doing math stuff, I can listen to anything.
Okay.
But if I'm...
Some math I can do that with.
I listen to metal when I do math. It helps me just crunch through everything.
Nice. That's good.
It's like the nerd version of working out.
Totally. But yeah, otherwise I just get distracted.
No, I understand that.
I must have like mild ADD or something.
It all depends. Like people can do different things because for instance, I have to read in 100% total silence or else I will not pick up anything.
Oh yeah, me too.
Like I know some people who could just like focus on a book and like read it no matter where they are, or like read an assignment no matter where they are, and I just my brain cannot wrap itself around that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool, so, yeah. Though. I'm jealous of the vinyl collection, only because I know that vinyl is a higher quality than CD, but I've already started a CD collection. I don't want to start a vinyl collection.
But hey, CD is better than tape.
Yes, it is.
Or MP3.
Yes, for sure. Undeniably. Actually, I'm still waiting for the Onomatokuchi stuff. That Kickstarter stuff hasn't shipped out because they're having difficulties with the distributor. Yeah.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah, I think some things are ready, but other things aren't, and they just want to ship it all out in one big go.
Yeah.
And they had an update recently where they were pretty much saying that they were sorry that it was taking so long, but, you know, it's difficulties with the people who are doing the shipping, not so much them entirely. So, still waiting for that poster and that CD, because I really want to hear Endless Fantasy and, you know, formal CD quality.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. That'll be nice. Ugh, sweet. Can't wait.
I think it'd be really weird to hear chiptunes on vinyl.
You know what? It's supposed to sound really fucking good.
I'm sure, yeah. It'd just be like this weird, anachronistic experience, though.
Right, right. No, if that's... Endless Fantasy would probably sound really good on that, because, you know, it's mixed in such a way to where there are so many layers... And, you know, the higher quality you get, the better the speakers that you have, the more that, like, those layers are shifted between your different drivers and stuff. So you do hear more.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Good stuff. Speaking of Kickstarter, well, it's a big thing and there's a little thing that I found on my own. The big thing is Keiji Inafune, the creator of Mega Man, who left Capcom because they were being dicks about Mega Man.
Yeah, oh, I've heard about this.
He's starting a new game called Mighty Number 9,
which is
very
Mega Man
inspired. It's essentially Mega Man. Let's just say it. It's basically Mega Man. But like it got funded really quickly, and it's much more than funded right now. It's going to be on consoles now because they hit that stretch goal. And clearly saying that people still want Mega Man games.
No, yeah, there is something very primal with Mega Man fans in a good way, where they unabashedly love Mega Man.
I really love Mega Man.
That's the thing, though. I've never played through a Mega Man game, so I don't understand the love.
My introduction, I've had a weird relationship with Mega Man, in that he's not real, but no. I was introduced to the Mega Man universe through the Battle Network games.
I'll be your Mega Man. Oh, nope. Yeah, the Battle Network the Battle Network games. I remember those. Yeah, you're telling me about those.
Yeah, which were, you know, they're different from, they're not side scrollers.
Right.
You don't just shoot things in the open world. But I love those, and that, you know, introduced me to the Mega Man universe at large. So I have since gotten into some side scroll Mega Man. Some of the classics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As a side note, Smooth McGroove does some really great a cappella of Mega Man songs.
Is that the bearded dude?
Yeah, with the cat.
Yeah, he's good.
That dude's amazing.
I don't like a cappella, but I realize his talent.
Yeah.
He's a very talented, very, very creative dude.
Really good stuff.
I can't listen to a single thing of his because I usually don't like it, but I just tangled my fucking headphone cord. How did I do that?
Oh my god.
Son of a bitch.
Zach, you're such a mess.
No, I got it. We're good. Okay, sure, go on.
Nice.
We're okay.
The other Kickstarter thing is this indie game called Hyper Light Drifter.
Okay.
Which, since yesterday, has been funded completely.
It's another space game. You're all about the space games.
Space games, no. It's a... Ba-ba-da-boo. Why don't you just read the description, Mike,
That is a very interesting genre. I've never heard of Ba-ba-da-boo. Why don't you just read the description, Mike?
You haven't, really. That's surprising.
Is that like StarCraft?
No, yeah, it's a subgenre of the Fuck You Zach games.
Those are my favorite kinds. What's the game?
You know what? Those are everybody's favorite games.
Certainly is. Well, what is the game? What is this? A Hyper Light Drifter?
It is like an open world... Bah, shut up. Hyper Light Drifter is a 2D action RPG in the vein of the best 8-bit and 16-bit classics with modernized mechanics and designs on a much grander scale. And it looks freaking beautiful.
If you were to compare it to anything...
My first thought was actually Boktai, because that was the last thing I played that looked like this.
What's that?
Which was, what's the Metal Gear Solid dude's name?
Snake.
No, the dude who made him.
Oh,
Kojima.
Kojima.
Hideo Kojima. That was his, Game Boy Advance projects that, it's like Vampire Hunter thing with a solar gun, and they were really good. They were like, kind of 16-bit 2D action RPGs. So just like this.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know what else to compare it to, but it looks really good. It's beautiful.
Cool. Fund that shit, people.
It's done already. 27 days to go, and it's made $140,000 of $27,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to put some money into this because I want it.
Cool. Yeah, I really haven't been looking at any Kickstarters lately at all. Again, just very, very busy.
I saw that on Tumblr, or maybe it was just from like Polygon or something.
That's cool.
But yeah, I should back that, and I should back Mighty No. 9 as well. Or maybe I'll just wait to buy that because I know it's backed.
Gonna get so many
things. So much more than backed. It's at 2.1 million right now.
Of
900,000.
Oh, wow.
That's 17 days to go.
I just marvel at the amount of money that Kickstarter brings in.
I know.
It is
so strange.
Like, it's such a statement to how much money we have to just throw at projects.
I know.
It's almost disconcerting.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. Fucking America, I don't give a shit.
Let's not have any deep thought about this.
Nope. So let's see. You want to finish up with Microsoft bought the domain name for xbone.com.
Yeah.
Has there been any news as to the practicality of this, or do they just not want it to turn into a terrible, like, hate site for the Xbox One?
I think they probably just... they wanted to be in control of that number.
More of a preventative measure than anything
probably,
else?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Because the dude who... what's his face? Major Nelson? I don't know, Microsoft people.
Major Nelson. From the Xbox, Microsoft Army.
No, actually, that's actually his, like, screen name or something.
Oh, what?
On Twitter, maybe? I don't know. Larry Hrib? Well, that's why he's called Major Nelson, because his name is hard to say.
Because his name is terrible.
He just said when he was, like, confronted about the name X-Bone in, like, an interview or something, he was just like, I don't like it. He said, oh, here's a quote. It disrespects the teams that have put in thousands of hours into the development of the product. Sure, it's cheeky, but I don't care for it myself.
That's a very PR way of saying that, yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact, though, xbone.com was created on March 20th, 2000.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was probably for something else back then.
Maybe it was for a game for the PlayStation 2. In the similar style to, like, the Tony Hawk games. Except instead, it's like extreme bone work. Like, have you seen the show Bones at all? Do you understand what the lady does in that, where she looks at, like, the remains of murder crimes and figures out what's going on?
Murder crimes.
It's like that, but it's like Tony Hawk, where you go from, like, place to place and you examine crime and you get points.
Do you have a skateboard?
You do forensic tricks. No, you don't. You have a skateboard. The points, you just, you know, for being a good Bones, you get points.
So it's L.A. Noire.
No, it's Tony Hawk.
I still don't see how this is Tony Hawk.
It's you don't see my creative vision here.
Where are the half pipes?
You it's a very extreme version of the show Bones, and you high five people and you earn points from being a very good Bones.
Why did you even have to mention Tony Hawk?
Because I want you to understand what the gameplay is gonna be like.
So where are the skateboards?
In your heart.
Got it.
Oh,
see, I thought it would just be like the adult version of XCOM.
The XCOM isn't an adult version?
No, you know what I mean.
Oh, like, version. Oh, with sex.
Like the porn version, like, of
sex,
XCOM.
Like between people.
X-Bone.
Oh.
With sex, like between people. Yes.
Okay.
That is the type of sex I was thinking.
I gotcha. Clever. Mike.
Not really. I think yours was more clever than mine.
I don't know if that would be the word to describe it.
It was definitely more imaginative. You would get 15 bones points for that solution.
My Kickstarter would raise at least $150.
Definitely.
Oh, God. Definitely. Okay, let's go through these last few points and let's wrap it up.
Oh,
I'm getting... we've been droning on for a while.
What are you talking about?
So your Xbox is launching on November 22nd?
Yeah.
All right, that's a thing.
That is a thing. Just before, what you call it, Thanksgiving.
So you can...
Give
put
thanks.
An Xbox One in a turkey.
Yes. They will call it the X-Berkey.
We'll say, Happy Thanksgiving! Let's play video games with 8 players on a screen, which doesn't make sense, because if you're playing a first-person shooter, you don't have a TV big enough to do that.
No, it's fine. They can just divide up the screen.
Enhance.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe it'll only be for certain games.
Yeah.
FPS
no,
would
I,
just be...
No, right. I'm thinking
insane.
More of a style where everyone's on the same screen at the same time.
Freaking Hollywood Squares of FPS. Yeah, I made a Hollywood Squares reference. That never happens.
That's a first. That's definitely a first-person podcast simulator first.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, excellent.
Oh,
Mike, you are pretty cool. And you make videos on the internet, on YouTube.
I do.
Where are those?
You're so nice to mention that, buddy. I make the videos over on youtube.com/vlogandegan. I make them periodically. I'm also now on Patreon, which is a thing where you can give me money as much or as little as you want. And there are perks, like I will tell you about video ideas before I make it a video, and like writing stories and graphic design work and other junk.
Has anyone else contributed besides me? Am I still the top contributor?
No. There was one other guy who contributed at $5.
Whoa. Per thing?
Yeah.
That is excellent. Cool.
Pretty sweet. So I'm incredibly grateful to the both of you. And that dude gets to hear about video ideas first. So.
Well, that's okay.
Good for him.
I can do that too if I just talk to you enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
You can also follow me on Twitter at EganWorks, and I've got a production channel that I never post anything on because I'm a perfectionist and I never make anything anyway. It's called youtube.com/EganWorks. That's where my documentary is, but you should watch that because it's really good.
It is really good. Everyone says it's really good. And you can follow me on Twitter at Zach Bruin. I make vines now, and I have a cat, so there's gonna be more of those.
Cat vines.
What? Mika wants to talk. What?
Yeah.
Interrupting our what?
No, it's about, I wanted to say it on the podcast.
Well, get it closer to the mic then.
Okay.
Hey.
Cat update 2013. Our cat's scared of ceiling fans.
What?
That's why she's in the sunroom. She's scared of the ceiling fans.
Oh my god. Oh
my god.
Afraid
of ceiling fans.
We have, you've seen my house. Ugh. It's all ceiling fans.
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch.
This is great.
Yeah, good. Fucking great. We got a defective cat.
You're going to be so mean to this cat.
I'm on Twitter. You can also check out our other stuff. Really the only thing I've mentioned, we are if you search First Person Blog Simulator on Tumblr, we are on there, probably fpbsim.tumblr.com, I think.
Yes, that's right.
And then we also have a Facebook page, which is the same thing. Just search First Person Blog Simulator. The main blog itself, though, is on WordPress, you can, subscribe to that or check in that periodically to get updates on the podcast, as well as, we throw up Let's Plays sometimes.
Indeed.
I've still got a chunk of Lone Survivor videos that I have yet to throw up.
Okay.
So those will be happening. I'm not just gonna let those collect dust. Those will be happening eventually.
Video dust.
Video, yeah. Digital dust. And what is the URL for that, the WordPress?
The WordPress is firstpersonblogsim.wordpress.com, and all of the social media is just fpbsim.
Yes. If one of the five people who listen to this ever have any questions, shoot us a Twittergram, send us a Facebook blast. Email us at
blast us books in the face.
Email us at fpbsim@gmail.com. Is that right? I haven't said it in so fucking long. fpbsim@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Let us know why my cat is afraid of fucking ceiling fans.
That is both hilarious and adorable.
There are two rooms in the whole fucking place that don't have ceiling fans. It's the bedroom and the sunroom, and now she's going to be confined to those places.
You know where she lives now.
I guess so. God damn it.
Since this is an audio podcast, before we go, I just have to ask you one question about this cat.
Yeah.
Is it tiny and cute?
It's not super small. It's on the smaller side.
Okay.
It's got a very adorable gray semi-stripe pattern of its fur. It's a pretty cute cat. And she's friendly. So
sweet. I can't wait to see it.
Yes. So thank you for listening. Great to be back. We're going to churn out more of these because I've had nothing but a good time on this show again. I've missed it in the 3 or 4 weeks that we haven't done it.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, thanks a bunch. And we will see you with more actual game news on a later day. See you guys.
Bye.